morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning.
Beth, you are the Cass County 4-H Youth Coordinator, and you're pretty new at this job. How long have you been here now?
I started in July, right before County Fair.
Hey, talk about a learning. Man, that just dumped it on you.
Oh, yeah, but it was a great time to start because I could go and meet people and see how things run, but not have to have that pressure of having to know everything.
Right, yeah. People didn't expect you to answer too many questions, I'm thinking, when you just started. So that really was a good way to kind of get things off the ground. But, you know, fair is sort of the culmination of a whole lot of work, and that work is, man, you're into it right now. It's time for young people to join 4-H.
Yep, right now we're starting our recruitment event, so we want people that are interested in 4-H to find a club and join and get involved and get active.
Mm-hmm. What age does a 4-H, a future 4-H member have to be, or what grades go? You know, what are the requirements to be a 4-H member?
Well, for a regular 4-H member who's involved in our community clubs, they have to be in fourth grade and just find a club that way and get involved in different community service activities and projects and things like that. We also have Clover Kids that is kind of the pre-4-H, so it's kindergarten through third grade, and they do different learning activities and experiences that way. It's not a competitive event, so it's a fun environment for them to get involved and learn from each other and things like that.
Now, if there are parents, grandparents, child care provided, I don't know, if anybody who works with kids maybe need to know a little more about Clover Kids, because that's sort of a new option in Cass County, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, we are working on growing our Clover Kids program this year, and we already have three clubs in the county, but, you know, we always want to bring in more youth and start more clubs, and so if a parent or a grandparent or another caring adult would be interested in working with the Clover Kids group or starting a Clover Kids group, we can for sure find that spot for them. We have a Clover Kids Find Out Night that's coming up this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center, so that would be a great way for parents or grandparents or other caring adults to come in and learn about the Clover Kids program in Cass County.
Okay. Now, do you have to join Clover Kids or join a 4-H community club right now, or can you do that later? I mean, I think this is a perfect time, but let's just say, you know, that doesn't happen. Maybe somebody new moves in the community. Can you join later?
Yeah, right now is just the kickoff of our year, so it's the new year and new things are starting that way, but really you can join 4-H at any time. there's a different requirements to participate in county fair that come later in the year, whether it's coming to certain club meetings and things like that, but you can really join 4-H at any time during the year.
Okay. I want to know a little bit more about you, Beth. You said you've been here since July, but you've had a long history of 4-H, I believe.
Yeah, I grew up as a 4-H'er in Carroll County, so participated in different projects and events and a little bit farther north, a little north from here, and I also have siblings that are involved in the 4-H program and extension as well.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the projects, maybe community service, what were some of the things as you look back and you say, this really led me to this job?
I really enjoyed participating in county fair. I never actually showed livestock at county fair, but I helped others, and I participated in static projects and communication events, as well as different community service projects involved with county fair, as well as different times throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Were you on like a county council or some group that kind of gave leadership to the program in Carroll County?
Yep, I participated in, we call it county council in Carroll County, so just participated and kind of gave that direction of where the program should go in our county.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think young people gain something positive from being a 4-H member?
I believe 4-H is so diverse. So whether somebody that is interested in speaking or interested in livestock or in interior design, there's something there for everybody in 4-H. The different projects that are available and different activities that are offered are just great, and people can build their skill set that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, long ago, Beth, people thought you had to be on a farm to be mm-hmm. a 4-H member. And, of course, I'm hoping most everybody knows that that's not true now, because urban 4-H, you know, let's go to the other extreme. Urban 4-H programs have grown tremendously.
Oh, yes. That's what it it's a trend that because people are moving off the farms and moving into more urban areas, it's great to see that those programs are still growing and still thriving in those urban areas, and there's still interest in 4-H.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to go back again to you. Was there a favorite project that you had, a favorite thing that you participated in?
You know, this may sound a little bit funny, but thinking back to my 4-H experience, I really enjoyed doing Adopt a Highway. Roadside cleanup, it was just one of those things that, like, at the time, it may not have been that much fun, but really shows how much it gave back to the community by being out there and bonding with the other 4-H'ers that were in our club and different things like that. So it may be a funny answer, but that's what I remember about 4-H.
Well, you said earlier that 4-H is a very individual kind of thing. People can really choose what they want to do. And so, you know, yeah, cleaning up the highway, Beth. And it was something that actually you probably could see the results of. Sometimes I think that's satisfying when you can really see the results.
Yep. And it shows that, you know, when people get together and they work as a team, it really does have good benefits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk again about the Clover Kids specifically and when that find out is and what people need to do if they want to come find out.
So this Thursday night, we have a Clover Kids Find Out Night at the Cass County Community Center at 6 p.m. Any caring adult, any parent, any grandparent that is interested in working with the Clover Kid program can attend. And we'll just kind of talk about what Clover Kids is and what the benefits are and how to start a Clover Kids club or how to find a club to work with. We're asked to RSVP by noon on the 12th, just so we kind of know what our numbers are, and come out at 6 p.m. and learn about Clover Kids program.
You mentioned that there are currently three clubs. Where are they located?
We have a community club that Grove HOT that has a Clover Kids Club. Atlantic Go-Getters has a Clover Kids Club, as well as down in Cumberland, the library does a Clover Kids program as well. So the Clover Kids Club doesn't have to be attached with a regular community club, but it can be.
All right, lots of options there. And I know that in some places they meet in schools. You know, what are some of the options there if somebody's interested in saying, well, I don't know if I can do this? You know, they need to come find out, but what are some of the options for meetings? You know, do you meet at night? Do you meet in the morning? When, you know, give us some of those options.
The experiences that I've had with the Clover Kids clubs in Cass County, some of them meet right along at the same time as their community clubs. Some of them meet before or after. And then like Cumberland Clover Kids, for an example, that's not tied to a certain 4-H club, meets right after school in the library. So it's, you know, can be very diverse, different times that work with the members and work with the parents.
Okay. I think that if you're at all thinking that you might like to be a leader, that you want to look at all those options, because it's not really set in stone in terms of what you have to do. But what is required to be a Clover Kids Club?
Clover Kids Club, basically you just have to have those members come and do different activities. It's usually based on hands-on activities and learning experiences for them. They usually have a snack during their club meeting. The volunteers that are involved need to be screened, which that's just basically filling out a form through the extension office and just to make sure that things are all okay before starting your Clover Kids Club. But it seems to be pretty easy to start the Clover Kids Club and have those interactions.
Okay. Are there a certain number of meetings that are required?
Not for Clover Kids, no. Usually they meet about once a month, though.
Okay. So if somebody didn't want to meet in the summertime, for instance, or, I don't know, in the wintertime, whatever, they could have that choice also.
Yep. They can kind of choose when their meetings are going to be, and as long as they have that positive interaction.
Okay. And you mentioned doing activities, and again, I think a lot of adults who might be interested in this, they want to do that. But what if they say, well, you know, I've sort of run out of ideas. Can you give them a help?
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of resources to give those Clover Kid leaders that, you know, may not have the ideas for the activities and things like that. We have a lot of resources to give them.
And I know, you know, I think craft projects come to mind, but you have resources in all kinds of areas. And so the ISU Extension is a good resource for all kinds of things. But right now we're talking about 4-H and Clover Kids. So If you don't know about that, hey, if I sound like a promoter, I am. I was in 4-H from the time I was, 10. I think you had to be 10. And it's a great program. And we appreciate you, Beth Earlbeck, for giving us your time today and for giving leadership to the 4-H and youth programs in Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought. The hand cannot reach higher than does the heart.